Hello and welcome to IB Careers, Start Your Future Today, a student-led podcast exclusively available for Imperial College Business School students. I am your host, Adina Molnar, a recent business school graduate. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show. Hi, Melody. Welcome back to the podcast again.
Hi, it's good to be back.
Thanks for joining me for an episode to discuss the importance of networking to get interviews. To start off, why is networking an important step in a student's career process?
It's a really good question. A lot of you listening might not realise that a lot of job opportunities are not actually advertised. So to reach this hidden market, you need to build your professional network so that you raise your visibility with future employers. Networking as a skill is actually really important to develop once you're in your professional working life, as you'll be meeting people across the business and building long-term relationships. When I'm talking about networking, I'm also thinking about online networking, such as using social media like LinkedIn, and also offline face-to-face networking.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point to mention. LinkedIn nowadays is such an important skill.
Yeah, exactly.
To showcase yourself online, because if you're not on LinkedIn and an employer can't look you up, it's as if you didn't exist.
Completely agree with that. And we do actually have sessions that students can book into.
We'll have an episode on LinkedIn later as well. So
brilliant.
Watch out for that. So in your experience, what is your experience with incoming students' networking skills?
Yeah, I think it really varies. As you can imagine, we have students coming in from all over the world. And with that, they probably have different experiences of networking in their home country. And some students sometimes find it difficult to approach new people, maybe at a networking event, particularly if you are meeting people who may be senior to you. I know this can feel less natural, so some people who have different cultural experiences might not be as comfortable with this. So I think the key thing, really, Dean, is to really think about what's your starting point. What is it that you really want to think about when you prepare your networking? And just remember that when people meet you, they're just as interested in listening to you and hearing about your experiences. So it's not just about you learning from them.
So kind of make it a conversation. Well, definitely make it a conversation. Don't just go up and say hi and expect them to drive the conversation.
Definitely.
Even though it can be overwhelming, I think if you go up to them with a question,
yes,
they will naturally respond and the conversation flows. So as you said, it's very important to know why you're networking, why you're there, why you're talking to that person.
Exactly. So I think preparation is really good. It will help your confidence, help you think about some of the key things that you might bring up in your introductions.
Yeah, perhaps often it's hard to prepare if you don't know who is going to attend, because I know some events it's very clear who is going to be there, but most of the times you don't know. So it's just overall, you know the topic, you know the theme, prepare in regards to that, and also be clear about what you're saying about yourself, so your experience and how you sell yourself.
Exactly. And I think there's always going to be a common interest because you're there for an event or for a purpose, so you can always start with that.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And yeah, I think that's very important to prepare. In terms of networking opportunities that the business school provides, what are some of these opportunities during students' time at Imperial?
There's actually quite a lot you can get involved in. I think students have more of a hard time deciding what to do because there's so much. There's quite a lot going on campus as well as off campus, run through external companies or industry bodies. If you're looking at internally, we organise careers fairs and we've got lots of employer events that we encourage you to come along, meet the employers, talk to alumni that are going to be there. And we encourage you not just to look at our events, but look at the Central College as well. Their careers team run events that you can actually attend as well. So it's a bonus.
Yeah, it's great. We have access. Well, not me anymore. But students have access to both events. And there's so much going on. It's, as you said, it's usually hard to balance and hard to find which ones are more worth attending.
Yes.
But yeah, career events and employer events are two of the most important.
Definitely. So be really strategic and think about which ones you want to go to, so you've got to manage your time.
What else would you say is there?
Don't forget, if you're interested in different, maybe you're interested in entrepreneurship, and there's tons going on with the Enterprise Lab, that might be something useful to you.
Yeah, for sure.
Depending what you're looking to do, make sure you look for the industry bodies. So there's one for consulting, And often as a student, you can actually join these industry bodies and then attend the networking drinks and meet people. I think sometimes students forget this, to look outside of the university and outside of the campus. Mm-hmm.
So do you mean industry groups outside of, of campus?
Definitely.
Yeah, I haven't heard many students doing that, actually.
No, very few, but it's a great chance to meet people as well. It is.
But we also have career clubs
in
the business school, which... Yeah. Also, which is also another good opportunity, both if you're a member of the club or if you just see an interesting event and you decide to attend, because oftentimes these events will have a networking aspect to them. I think something else that I've seen during my year at Imperial is students show up to these events thinking they'll be interested or there's someone they would like to talk to. But then by the end, they sort of lose that motivation and don't actually attend the networking bit.
That's really true. I've seen this as well. So what Edina means, we run events and often it might start with an employer presentation. And then we have maybe an hour and a half, which is the time for you to network.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we do see students leave. And I think that's such a shame because you miss the chance to talk to people. You might think, oh, well, there's lots of students there. I won't get a chance. But you can learn a lot even if you join a group discussion. I think don't underestimate that. And just don't miss out. It's a chance to practice your networking. And we run these events specially for you. It's such a shame. Yeah,
for sure. I think, obviously, if there's an event that you decide isn't really for you, it makes sense. But I also remember there were times when I was just so tired. I couldn't get myself out there to network. But when I did, it was always so... Yeah. fruitful and I always remember to connect to people afterwards after you network with them. That's another important thing to mention.
Yes, and do it sooner than later, because you'll forget the week later who you met.
In terms of other opportunities, how can students create their own opportunities for networking? Because it's not there might be a company that they are interested in but they don't necessarily have access to them on campus, so how can they create these opportunities?
So I think there's two things they can look at we haven't talked about in detail. The first one, you mentioned careers clubs earlier, so if you take on a leadership role, they've been advertised, you can maybe act as the vice president for the finance club or for Asia business club, and then you can then network and contact employers and people you're interested in bringing on campus. And that's great for you, great for your own visibility, have a chance to speak directly to key people in the companies. And also, I think, if you think about all the people that we have in our network in terms of alumni, I think students sometimes aim too high when they start reaching out to network. They might find somebody who's a partner.
Yeah.
And often they might not reply because they're too busy, you can imagine. So I'd encourage you, if you do look for LinkedIn contacts, search the LinkedIn tool, come and talk to us if you're not sure what I mean by that. And find recent graduates, 1, 2 years, 3 years graduates, because they're the ones who are really walked your shoes and have understood what you're going through and more likely to reply as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think alumni are such a big part of, such a big asset of Imperial College Business School that... using that network is already a good starting point. And also, again, I found that from my experience, people tend to respond when you have a common background. It's also a good conversation starter. You can talk about your time at Imperial.
Yes.
And something we also forgot to mention with regards to networking events, there are often program-led networking events definitely. That are set up with alumni.
Yes.
And that those are a great opportunity because you're talking to people who've been in your shoes but are now doing things that maybe you're looking at doing.
Exactly. And the program team have some fantastic alumni networking opportunities at the beginning of term.
Yeah.
So make sure you go to that. It's in your program details. Fantastic chance.
Yeah, for sure. And throughout the term, throughout the year, actually, for us, we definitely had multiple opportunities to network. And oftentimes you might not, it might not be from the company that you're necessarily looking at, but even speaking to someone in the industry, you never know where that connection is going to lead.
Yes.
And I know people firsthand that got opportunities through other people.
Yeah.
So never dismiss anyone interesting you're talking to just because they're not at a company you're interested in.
That's a really good point. So just have an open mind. It's about building a network and not just getting A to Z quickly.
Yeah, exactly. It's a process. It's not just I want to talk to one person. You need to go through a process.
Yes, definitely.
And the couriers team is there for you to get some help from if you need to practice your networking. Mm-hmm. What are the different support services available to students?
So in the autumn term, you've got your core careers track. There's been a lot of communications about that. It will be more this week. One of the workshops is called Networking, Tell Your Story, and that's the introduction to networking and how you can make the most of it. And then we run small group practical sessions, and I love these. They're so fun to do with students. The first one you might be interested in is called Expand Your Professional Network. And that's where we look at how can you extend your contacts through using alumni and how do you first make that very first message to reach out to them. It's a really good practical session.
Yeah, that sounds great.
It's really fun to do.
Sounds very practical, especially because you're looking at specifically how to contact alumni, which is often a different type of contact than what you make to a cold call. Than a cold call.
It is, yeah. Mm. And it's based on the 2-hour job search book, if you were interested in looking that up. And then, if you want some more, we've got another session called Make an Impression When Networking. And that is really focusing on when you're in the room, you're at an event, and you're trying to introduce yourself, or you're trying to break into conversation, and we go through role play and scenarios for you to actually try this and get feedback as well.
Oh, that sounds a little intimidating.
It's really fun. It's a very small group, 5 or 6 people, and we're just in a room together. And it's really good. I think people always enjoy that one.
And I think if you practice your elevator pitch there, then it will be a lot easier in a real networking event. And I've seen, actually, at the business school, almost everyone is really good at networking. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just people who come here tend to have this skill. Mm-hmm. But you often don't go deep enough, which is what these workshops allow you to do.
Yeah. At the same time, if you're somebody who's not confident, that can be really good as well.
Exactly, for sure. So small group exercises, and there are also larger group workshops. That's a good way to wrap up the episode. Do you have any last points of advice to students? You've mentioned a lot, but what are the key sort of takeaways?
I say definitely update your LinkedIn profile. Don't leave it to the last couple of months of your MSc course. I think the main thing is just go out there and meet people. You might not feel this is natural, and so you want to practice that. Or maybe you're really good already, but you want to be even better. So what better thing to do to actually start networking? Try not to shy away from all the activities that we have here at Imperial College and the Business School and get involved.
Yeah, and use your opportunities provided by the Business School and your MSc teams, because I know from my experience, having been at the Business School, I've never had so many networking opportunities just organized for me.
Yes.
So it gets a lot harder later on. Yes. So get in as many networking events as you can.
And be organized, and you can attend the ones you want to go to.
Yeah. No, thank you so much, Melody. That was great. Hopefully it helps students thinking about their networking skills and getting out there. And best of luck with that.
Good luck.